Hello everyone, my name is Sunghwan Yu, and I'm going to present composable reliability for asynchronous systems today. Suppose you wanted to build a crashly start resilient distributed system for a data center. Let me illustrate it through a simple key value store example. In a typical key value store, when you are ignoring failures, a client node would send put and get request to a member of the key value store, which would forward it to the node responsible for the storage. That node would store it in memory because it is fast and convenient. However, once we add the requirement for tolerating crashly start failure, a variety of things can go wrong. For example, the forwarding node can crash while it is processing the message, causing the data to be lost. The destination node can fail after receiving the data, causing the data to be lost as well. Or the queries can be lost along the way too. To combat these troubles, we have to think carefully about how to employ a variety of well-known techniques. So messages must be acknowledged to ensure they are not lost. And sequence numbers must be used to prevent confusion in the case of double acknowledgement or double transmission. And also, data must be persistently stored at the final destination. There are a wide range of techniques for doing so, and typically each system employs each their own technique. Then how the fault-tolerant system usually be implemented? Usually there would be a single application development team working in a single domain to provide fault tolerance, to make crash restart tolerance system with each their own technique. However, it will become trickier if the system has to interact with other components. Even if other components provide their own fault tolerance technique, if they interact, those correctness could be broken between the boundaries because those techniques can be incompatible with each other. In more complex case, global rollback could be needed to make the whole system to be consistent. In general, guaranteeing global reliability across independently delivered components is a difficult task. In this talk, we want to present CAN protocol that provides decentralized crash restart tolerance. The CAN programming model ensures pairwise reliability between any two communicating CAN processes, and reliability within a single application domain and across multiple application domains by just simply following the CAN model. So CAN provides global reliability just by simply composing software components in CAN programming model. Then what kind of reliability that CAN protocol provides? CAN masks failures from any crash restarted node so that outside observer will never distinguish between crash restart node and just slow performing node. So CAN provides reliability since CAN is uncoordinated distributed rollback recovery protocol that masks failure. And because CAN is uncoordinated, CAN is also scalable because it doesn't require any global coordinations for checkpoint or recovery. And CAN also provides composability among individually developed software components. So the teams of programmers, they may be separated by time or geography. They can work locally on their own code. However, if the CAN protocol will be used, then it can will guarantee automatic global reliability upon composition of the applications. Also, CAN has very easy programming model because it's well-suited to event-driven software. So if you want to implement or compose reliable applications, you don't need to learn a new paradigm. And since it is transparently applicable to existing event-driven system like Maze, Maze programmers don't even need to change anything to the application as well. So guaranteeing reliability on distributed system is not a new research area. Rollback recovery, which guarantees reliability upon making periodic checkpoint or message logging, to get recover from the crash restart failures, it has been well studied through 1990s. Warakan, published in 1999, where it shows core concept of CAN principle in different programming abstraction. In 2000, Lowell made further research on guaranteeing operability in the presence of non-determinism in rollback recovery protocol. This is related to our work since CAN protocol provides same operability guarantees as well. In 2002, ACM computing survey summarized the field of rollback recovery and research area have reached in mature state. So CAN is a practical realization of decades of rollback recovery protocol, which focus on program model and rollback recovery. While complementary papers in our conference like software persistent memory, which takes different approaches to the orthogonal persistence that CAN provides in simpler mechanism, and hardening crash tolerant systems where it detects arbitrary state corruption in event-driven code, which has potential of making CAN-based software more reliable. Then how CAN protocol actually works? So CAN process can be seen as an event loop communicating with each other CAN process or outside the world through message passing. Upon receiving a message from outside the world or the CAN node, it will initiate event loop, begins with handler function, and this handler function will be usually be provided by the developer. And within this handler function, there would be some outgoing messages to the outside world or other CAN node, as well as there would be some changes to memory heap as well. Upon completion of the event loop, it will commit all the changes made within the handler function. That means sending outgoing messages and then change to memory heap will be stored to a single checkpoint file. And there would be an externalized process, which is the child process of the CAN. We will be responsible of sending these outgoing messages to the outside of the world or other CAN node. Then how can CAN protocol guarantees fault tolerance upon crash restart failures? Assume that one of the CAN node send a message to the other CAN node, then upon receiving the message, this other CAN node may get crash restart failure. However, the sender will keep resending the message until it gets acknowledgement. So the message will be eventually delivered by the recipient. And then the recipient will send the acknowledgement message back to the originator so that originator can remove the acknowledgement messages from the persistent storage. So any crashed and recovered node will just look like slow performing node. And since all this protocol works in uncoordinated way, that means it doesn't need any global coordination for checkpoint or recovery. It means CAN protocol is scalable. Let me give an example of how CAN provides composable reliability upon independently developed components. In this simple example, we have four components, seller and buyer, auction server, and banking server. What they want to do is trying to sell item through auction. So seller will send item to post this item to sell to auction server and the buyer. So the buyer will make bid to the auction server so that the auction server will send the win message to the highest bidder. And then buyer will transfer money to banking server. So upon getting confirmation that money has been transferred, buyer will write and send check to the seller so that seller will deposit the check and withdraw the money so that finally he can send his package to the buyer. So this interacts with the, interaction with the four of components in complex way. But everyone will be happy if we don't have any type of crash restart failures in here. But if any of these components get crash restart failures, unexpected thing will start to happen. So here, buyer speed information can be lost during crash restart or auction server, or auction server. To solve this, we can simply use retransmission. However, if it is not implemented correctly, it may use multiple duplicate speed messages upon timeout. or money transfer information can be lost upon failure of banking server as well. We already know that there are many techniques to solve this problem, but the key thing is that developers should think very carefully of how to guarantee global reliability across those independent components. However, if we use CAN protocol, all these tedious jobs to making things to work correctly, like detecting duplication, resending, using durable storage, and making it consistent, all of these will not be necessary. Because in no matter of how many times these components get crash restarted, CAN will provide transparent fault tolerance just by simply composing those applications together with CAN protocol. So when you compose those individually developed components, global reliability will be automatically guaranteed by CAN protocol. By doing this, CAN allows decentralized development. Then how the actual CAN programming would be look like in real code? Here I want to show a simple CAN example that shows simplicity of CAN programming. This application stores count variable in persistent heap, which will be updated in incoming message value plus one, and send back the incremented value. CAN programming is simply just providing a CAN handler function, which is similar to main function in C. And CAN handler function will be triggered by receiving message, and any code within this function will be processed as a transaction. So the changes within this function will be committed as a whole or not at all. Upon starting CAN process, handler will receive a null message for initialization. Otherwise, user will handle the incoming messages. And if you want your variables to be in persistent heap upon crash, you will use CAN malloc instead of using malloc. Excuse me. Also, CAN provide a special set and get app data function to provide entry point to the persistent heap. Upon processing message, it will send the incremented value with CAN send, which will provide fire and forget fashion of sending messages to the other CAN process. So CAN programming is very simple. Developers will just implement CAN handler function instead of main function, and using CAN malloc and CAN send instead of using malloc and send, and using CAN get and set a data function for use entry point to persistent heap. Then how this CAN programming model can be used in other event-driven systems like MACE? MACE is an event-driven distributed system language used in many projects, and this is a sample MACE application that does the same ping-pong counter program. In MACE programming, programmer will make service to build application and define state variables and messages used in the application. And programmer will provide the transition function to handle incoming messages and do things like processing message, computing value, or sending messages to the other process. Then what changes would be needed to run this application with CAN? There are no changes are needed. Same code can be used for both MACE and MACE with CAN. All the state variable will be automatically be in the persistent heap, and messages will have fire and forget fashion as CAN protocol does. And everything within a handler function will be processed as a transaction. So to make all this reliability feature happen, you don't even need to change anything in MACE programming for CAN. And reliability and composability that one CAN guarantees will just come easily by simply using MACE with CAN. So what would you expect if we use CAN integration with MACE? CAN protocol, which provides global mask failures and composable reliability, which lacks of packaged with many distributed protocols to have availability through replication or handling the permanent failures, which will be provided by the MACE programming language, which is lacking of the what CAN provides. So if we can combine those together, yielding MACE CAN, CAN and MACE will cover each other's blind spot. So the MACE CAN will have all the benefits of CAN and MACE. So CAN provides those new benefits to legacy MACE applications. So in our implementation, we have implemented CAN, which is in C library and is publicly available now. And also we have made implemented MaceCAN, where we have made many modifications to existing Mace runtime libraries to make it compatible work with the CAN. However, there are no changes to existing Mace services. Also, we have used Linux container environment to correctly simulate power failing behavior to prevent operating system to send socket reset messages upon killing processes. We will not discuss details in here, but the details are described in the paper. So for our evaluation, we have tested four applications, micro benchmark for testing performance test for the CAN protocol itself by measuring latency and throughput. For our KBay example, we have tested it with injected failures of the crash restart on independent components to whether CAN protocol actually shows composable reliability. And it actually worked correctly in no matter how many times we have made injected failures. But we will not discuss the details in here, and it is also been described in the paper. Also, we have tested a scientific benchmark program of performing distributed analysis of 1.1 terabyte of graph size, which shows versatility of MaceCAN, so that MaceCAN can be used various other applications like scientific programming that needs reliability. In our last evaluation, we have tested Bamboo DHT to see how MaceCAN provides failure masking and data survivability for legacy Mace application. So for our testing CAN micro benchmark, we have used modern server class machine with enterprise grade storage. So we have tested a simple ping pong counter test between two CAN processes just by incrementing number by one to measure latency and throughput of the CAN protocol itself. So we have tested and measured latency of each CAN event, which is dominated by making checkpoint to the disk with fsync operation. We have tested three storage types here, using fsync on physical disk and no fsync on disk, and fsync on LAN file system to see how much performance benefit we could see in upcoming NVRAM technology. Clearly, checkpoint latency depends on the types of underlying types of the storage system, and the result shows that CAN has acceptable performance on physical disk. We also have measured how many events can be processed in a single machine. To measure maximum throughput, we ran multiple pairs of CAN processes in single machine because of our ping pong test is serialized. And it has shown that throughput also depends on underlying storage types. With checkpoint to physical disk, it could have shown 16 number of events per second in maximum. In our last evaluation, we have tested the Bamboo distributed hash table, which is designed to work in large scale wide area network, works on unreliable in-memory storage because usually node comes and go freely, and using replication to get durability for data. Because node usually join and leave in uncorrelated fashion, and it works okay with those uncorrelated types of failure. However, if we deploy same Bamboo DHT on managed network, which has a single administration to manage the whole machine, that may lead into a new type of failure like rolling restart to update driver that would make the data to be lost. And collocation of machines that will lead on power outage causing correlated failures where all data would be lost upon this failure. So this scenario clearly shows that legacy Mace application of Bamboo JHT will not work with rolling restart and correlated failure. Otherwise, we believe MaceCAN will guarantee reliability on this type of failure as well. To test our hypothesis, we have tested and compared how Mace and MaceCAN works in rolling restart and correlated failures. So we have tested our Bamboo DHT experiment with 300 number of DHT nodes on 12 physical machines to test how Bamboo GHT successfully work in presence of failure, we have measured two types of request. First one is called immediate GET, and it's measured by making period checkpoint, period pull request for a value, immediately followed by a GET request to the value. If we could get the value correctly, then it's recorded as a success. The other one is called stored GET, and it's measured by making GET request on stored values, which is made before churn begins. Also, if we can get the stored value upon crashes, then it's recorded as a success. So we have tested our original Bamboo DHT application in Maze. We injected crash restart correlated failures by measuring success ratio of immediate GET. The experiment began after 10 minutes of stabilizing process, and it shows 100% of the success ratio of immediate GET request. But when injected correlated failure occurred around 62 minutes, it shows steep drop-down success rate, but recovered back after the crash. However, when we measured success ratio of stored GET, which began around 42 minutes, it showed very low success ratio after correlated failure happened. Still, it's not completely 0% because we have spared one bootstrap node to remain alive. Yet, it shows very low data survivability upon failure. This is how legacy Maze application fails in correlated failure. However, when you have tested same code with MazeCAN, it showed 100% of data survivability because MazeCAN provides automatic fault resiliency to existing Maze applications. In our other example, which we tested injected rolling restart failures, well, injected failure lasts for 30 minutes, and every DHT node got two or three times of crash restart failure. And success ratio of immediate GET shows around 80% success in average. And stored GET measure shows even worse result, which has 65% of the success, which is better than correct failure, but is still low data survivability. However, when you tested the same code with MazeCAN, it showed 100% of data survivability as well due to masking failure guarantees by CAN protocol. So we have concluded that Maze can provide automated crash resiliency to legacy Maze applications and 100% of data survivability. In our conclusion, we could have implemented CAN and Maze CAN, where CAN provides reliability upon crash restart failures, composability upon composing individual applications, and programmability so the users don't need to learn a new paradigm. Also, Maze can provide transparency to legacy Maze application and 100% of data survivability on crash restart failures with Maze can. Our implementation is released and will be released soon in the following URL. And also, there would be a prize for CAN programming contest for today's evening. So if you are interested, just visit the URL and see what's in there. And I would like to appreciate to the audience to listening to my talk. Thank you.
Thanks, Han Won. So we have time for a couple of questions.
Yes.
I'm wondering, do CAN messages have leases associated with them? Because, you know, hiding a restart as a slow machine, you know, I might not be willing to wait forever if I'm another component. So like in your auction example, perhaps, you know, as the seller, I want to be paid by 5 o'clock or I want to move on to the next highest bid. So how do you prevent, two banks from paying me, you know, in that scenario?
So that the CAN programming provides the, what the CAN product is the handling of each event will be processed as a transaction. So there would be interleaving message passings that would lead into incorrect behavior or processing the multiple messages at the same time. So yeah.
So you can handle the case if the client doesn't want to wait forever. You know, masking failures is slow nodes.
So the problem is that what can provide is the fault tolerance upon the crash restart failure. So that means we believe that the node will eventually be restarted. So we don't deal with the permanent failures in here. However, it can be provided by if you implement in upper application level, so introducing timeouts to do some, that would be possible. Yeah.
Hi, I'm Xiang Song from Shanghai Jiao Tong University. And I have a question is, can roll back the transaction or cancel the deal?
Excuse me, can you?
Can the system roll back the transaction or cancel the transaction?
Once the checkpoint has been made, then it will be rolled back to its latest checkpoint. So that's the point we will get the recovery.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, so thanks.
Okay.